Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Indiana's going to lose this game. Indiana's going to lose. We know this. They're down right now, 30-24. They just took a timeout. Cincinnati's got the ball inside the Indiana 10. There's no way Indiana comes back to win this game. So we're going to get out ahead of this. And we're going to talk about why Indiana is losing this game and will lose this game. And it comes down to Tom Allen and the lack of discipline on this team. Several plays caused this to go south for Indiana. Indiana, I believe, at full strength with Micah McFadden on the field, is a better football team than Cincinnati. And they should have won this game. They've got a 14-0 lead in the first half. 3rd and 10 for Cincinnati at the Cincinnati 25. What happens? They throw an incompletion, but, and I don't necessarily think this is Micah McFadden's fault entirely. In fact, I don't agree with the call. But he lowers his head. The Cincinnati quarterback is pushed forward, head-to-head contact, and Micah McFadden not only picks up the 15-yard penalty for targeting, but he is ejected from the game. So two things happen here. Cincinnati gets the 15 yards and the first down. That's the first thing. They wind up scoring a touchdown on this drive when it should have been a punt to Indiana. Indiana with the ball late in the first half with a chance to go up 17-0, maybe 21-0. Instead, it winds up being 14-7. But maybe more importantly, Micah McFadden is expelled. He's disqualified from the game. The backup for Indiana is Thomas Allen, Tom Allen's son, with his surgically repaired hip. Before the surgically repaired hip was administered to last year, he wasn't very fast. Now he's really not very fast. But Thomas Allen wasn't just limited by his speed in this game. His discipline came into play in the second half. So that's the first play that really went south for Indiana. Then you've got Cincinnati, 4th and 6 at the Indiana 18, with 6:49 left in the first half. Field goal, good for Cincinnati. However, Indiana lined up illegally. They put a guy over the center, and you can't do that on a field goal or a punt. And so what's Luke Fickell do, the head coach of the Bearcats? He says, you know what, boys? Or actually, this was in the third quarter, right? Third quarter, 6:49 left in the third. And so he takes the field, the 3 points off the board, puts the offense back on the field, 4th and 1. Cincinnati, 2 plays later, they score a touchdown after getting that first down. Then you've got a 2nd and 10 from the IU 47 for Cincinnati with the ball. Incomplete pass thrown by Cincinnati. It should be 3rd and 10. However, the flag flies. Thomas Allen roughs the passer. He hit the guy. The timing of the hit was good, but he drove the quarterback into the ground, and so out comes the flag. And first down for the Bearcats. 5 plays later, the Bearcats score a touchdown to make it 30-24. Tom Allen takes 2 timeouts during the third quarter. Very, very costly as the game wound down. This Indiana team was good enough to win today. We have talked ad nauseum. I have. Everybody else thinks that Tom Allen hung the moon. And what I keep saying is that Tom Allen is not an organized thinker. He is not a disciplined thinker. And because of that, he indulges in enthusiasms on the sideline that take his eye off the ball and takes the eye of his players off the ball. So you wind up with penalties that they shouldn't commit. You wind up with plays not made that they should have made, and plays made that they shouldn't have made. Victory favors the team making the fewer mistakes. Today, Indiana made mistakes, coaching mistakes, lack of discipline mistakes, and those are directly attributable to Tom Allen. And that is why Indiana not winning this afternoon, a game that they should have won at Memorial Stadium and might have pivoted, finally, this program toward greater success. It didn't happen because Indiana got to be Indiana. So Indiana, not only going to lose, they're not going to cover, and you hit the over. So if you listen to me during the week, and I told you, I said Indiana being a 3.5-point underdog to a top 10 team, even at Memorial Stadium, boy, oh boy, give me all you got on Cincinnati. I like making money. You like making money. Indiana likes giving you money. If you're smart enough to understand that at the end of the day, Indiana got to be Indiana. We're brought to you, as always, by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, best dentist in the world. Call him. Make an appointment. You know what? That's the best decision. Second best decision is taking Cincinnati and laying the points. That's the second best decision. I think the rest of the game might just be on. I'm going to catch the end of it, and I'm going to throw something at the TV because it's what we do. No matter what we do from an investment perspective, we still root for the Hoosiers. Colts tomorrow, we talked about it all week. I don't want to be negative again. All right, yeah, Penix with 3 picks. That didn't help. But you know what? Penix was put in a position with that ragtag offensive line where he's got to try to make plays. And if you force him to try to make plays, you're going to have trouble. And that's just the way it is. But Tom Allen, the lack of discipline enforced on this team and the lack of discipline he shows, that's a culprit today. And it's usually the culprit. That's where coaching really comes into play. And despite an uptick in recruiting on the exterior and bringing in speed, you know what? Indiana got to be Indiana. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Colts, Rams, cannot wait for Colts and Rams.